The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and here I am Monday morning sitting across the desk from Dr. Herb Slavin. And as usual, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11, thanks to AMT Centers, you're going to hear Dr. Slavin and I share with you the information that over years and years of experience dealing with a variety of different sources of information, we'll share that information with you. Hi, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. Did you miss me?
Oh, of course. We certainly did. We had a very, very nice conversation on Friday with Al Foreman. Al Foreman, the founder of Tooney's Nutrition Center and former owner of Tooney's. And so he has just years and years and years of experience with research from the different suppliers of supplements and so on. So he's absolutely a fountain of information.
Has he written his book yet, Inside the Nutraceutical Business?
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. What a good idea. I'm sure. Well, I shouldn't say I'm sure. I would imagine that that potentially has crossed his mind.
I have to mention it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, I was thinking about something.
Going to say, is he going to be joining us at the end of the week?
We're planning on it Friday.
Okay, Friday.
Anyway, one thing I was thinking about, you hear a lot of criticism of, vitamins and minerals, other supplements.
We hear that from mainstream medical practitioners, not here.
And one of the things we've even said is, they say that this vitamin or mineral or supplement is so good for this product. Well, which one did they actually do the study on?
Right. That was very much at the forefront of people questioning when the attorney general in New York State was improperly testing certain nutrients in products.
Well, where I'm going here is, let's say they did a study on alpha lipoic acid, and it showed that it did this, this, and this. Well, which brand and what strength did they actually use?
Right.
Because the next question is all alpha lipoic acid the same?
No.
Okay. So then I was thinking, though, what about generic drugs? The studies done on drugs are with the brands. The generic versions don't have any studies on them. They just have to put in the same active ingredient as the brand, but they don't have to use the same additives or excipients or anything else to mimic the brand. After all, haven't you experienced, meaning our listeners, if you have a medication, one time it looks like it's a capsule, one time it's a tablet, one time it's one color, one time it's a different color. These are all different versions of the same thing. They've never been tested for efficacy.
You say they haven't been tested. Where they have been tested, Dr. Slavin, is in the population, in the uninformed population. And that population very much is part of my client profile, and they talk about to me all the time about, I don't know what it is, but it used to work, and now I'm not feeling like this drug is working for me. A lot of times with thyroid drugs.
Plus, they put in all those artificial colorings in it. That's obvious from the colors of the pill.
Isn't that weird? It just strikes me as so strange. Why would they do that?
I would think for identification purposes.
Okay.
You know, but here's the problem. They used to, I remember when I was in.
We could just imprint.
Yeah,
we don't have to use a color.
When I was in training, and this was before generics came into being.
Whoa, we're going back, aren't we?
So you can go to the PDR, the physician's desk reference. If someone came in and they weren't sure what drug they were on, you can flip through the pictures of it and they can say, oh yeah, that's the one. But now with generics, you have, you know, 10 different versions of the same drug. It really isn't a good system.
It's very interesting because I use the PDR all the time, talking to my clients, just informing them about the proper use, the proper beginning dose, and so on, all of the details that are available in the PDR. And whenever I have attempted to find the matching picture, hasn't worked.
So then to take this a step further, and I have to preface this by saying that I never had a patient that said, oh, lucky me, I have a chance to try out that chemotherapy.
Ooh.
Or, you know, now I finally have a chance to go for bypass surgery. Never heard anybody happy about those occasions. And yet mainstream medicine does nothing to prevent people from developing the need for bypass surgery or the need for chemotherapy. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I very much agree with it. And here's my support for that statement, Dr. Slavin. Very often I'll see something on someone's just typical blood work, not the even more informative blood work that people will be able to access at AMT centers. The typical blood work, I'll see something that is progressing. Because generally, if people keep their files, they'll bring me maybe two or three past blood tests as well as the current blood test. And I'll see something changing, just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And I'll say, has your doctor begun discussing this with you? And they'll say, yes, he talked to me about it. And I said, so what has he suggested, he or she suggested, to address these changes? And they'll say, well, we're going to watch and wait.
Well, that's their response. They don't have the training to keep people from getting sick. Their training is in treating sickness.
Absolutely.
And then it comes down to, what's the definition of sickness? And their definition of sickness is, you're sick when we have a drug or a treatment for you. If we don't have a drug or a treatment for it, you're not sick yet.
Or you're potentially dealing with a psychosomatic situation, or they're possibly talking to you about, well, stress may be causing this, and maybe you need to do some mind-altering drug that will possibly make you forget about the symptoms you may be having.
Or, you know, their fallback drug is always an antidepressant.
Right.
You know,
it's so heartbreaking to see how many people are improperly prescribed, in my view, those antidepressant classes of drugs.
And I remember having a conversation with a radiologist. We're in his office where he has all the light boxes up and he's looking at actually they don't use light boxes anymore. Now they view it on the screen because everything is digital. So he's looking at all the CAT scans and MRIs, and we were talking about organic food. And, you know, the only complaint I hear about organic food from people is they say, oh, that's so expensive. And of course the radiologist's reply to that was, it's a whole lot cheaper than chemotherapy.
Wow.
You know, people don't realize, you know, you are what you eat, and if you keep putting poison into your body, bad things are going to happen.
Certainly bad things are going to happen, and unfortunately, it is kind of, I'm going to say, a myth that organic food choices are so expensive or more expensive. Very often at different times of the year, you're going to see a very, very close price situation with regard to certain types of organic fruits and vegetables. And you have to look around at where you're shopping because there are so many choices in the organic area that really, the price differential is very, very minimal.
Well, they always say, too, it's better to eat foods that are in season.
Okay, now, isn't that like an antiquated idea that we feel so privileged that we can have certain things all year long? And the truth of the matter is those crops are being forced and modified, hybridized, changed in a way that really does not necessarily support the nutrient content, but rather is possibly lacking in what we expect to get from that different crop. And I'm talking about a lot of berries. People think, oh, the berries, they're fabulous. They're so dense in nutrients, and it's so important to consume the berries. However, if those berries are very much out of season, maybe the nutrient content isn't what you expect it to be.
Now, before we come up on this break, I just want to tell our listeners a little bit about our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and their website is amtcenters.com. And we're very, you know, not only are we lucky to have them as a sponsor, but the listeners are lucky to have a company available like this so they can have the tests done that their doctors aren't doing for them. And they will provide a healthcare practitioner. If your doctor won't order the test, they can have the healthcare practitioner order it for you. And they're covered by insurances, for the most part. And they will tell you when something isn't covered so you don't get any unexpected bills. But in other words, Advanced Medical Testing Centers represents the healthcare consumer, not the lab. Because the other drawing centers represent a lab. They're, you know, labs put up their own drawing centers to make work for themselves.
Okay. I didn't know how that worked, Dr. Slavin. Important information to share with our listeners.
Well, you know, the big ones, Quest and LabCorp, they have their own drawing centers. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But they draw blood and they send it to their own lab to do the blood tests, and they make the money. But they only do the tests that they do. With AMT centers, you know, they draw the blood. They can send it to Quest or LabCorp, but they'll send it to half a dozen other labs to do the specialized testing. That's important for the healthcare consumer that really wants to take charge of their own health by acquiring the information they need to do that. If you just rely upon a complete blood count and a chemistry panel, all you're finding out is that you're not sick enough to be in a hospital. But it's not telling you you're not sick.
When we come back, I would like to ask you, Dr. Slavin, how people would know, how potential patients or clients of AMT centers would know what tests are important for them. So let's talk about tests when we come back from this break. To everyone, you are tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back. The blood test required by your doctor does not have to be an ordeal. Learn about the special treatment available for you at AMT Centers. Innovative approaches to evaluating health issues through advanced lab testing. Tests that identify imbalances and point out solutions. And personalized guidance to address out-of-range results. Call 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com, 754-216-2332. Or go to amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy.
She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And what we're talking about are the different tests that are available at AMT centers. Now, when people go to the doctor, Dr. Slavin, they get a complete blood count, CBC. They get a urinalysis. They get an evaluation, say, of their lipids. What are some of the things that would be a deeper level of information evaluating their health that are available at AMT centers?
Well, also, just on the superficial levels, which they're not getting, would be their hormone levels. A lot of people have, women, for example, will have an imbalance in their hormones. And left untreated or ignored, as mainstream medicine does, that's a risk factor for breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So, you know, that's not being done. How many times have you heard anybody say prevent breast cancer? You know, they say it in the context of, oh, get a mammogram, prevent breast cancer. But that doesn't make any sense to me.
That's unfortunately, late detection of the presence of breast cancer.
So they say, all right, get a mammogram, prevent death from breast cancer. But even that statement's not true. Mammograms, study after study shows that the groups getting regular mammograms die just as often and just as frequently from breast cancer as the women not being checked periodically.
Okay, I have a question here. If a woman finds through her testing that her hormones are unbalanced, does she necessarily have to take a hormone replacement approach, or can she use other means of balancing hormones?
Well, that's the beauty of testing. You can try other means, and then you retest and see if you accomplished your goals.
Okay.
You know, most of the time, though, it's usually estrogen dominance. You know, they don't have enough progesterone, and I would recommend just taking some progesterone. But you can. That's the idea with testing is you give the healthcare consumer choices. You know, a lot of people don't want to take hormones, but these are bioidentical. These are the same hormones your body is used to making. Now, the issue with women and hormone imbalance is that when a woman is under stress, they stop making progesterone, and then they go down. It goes down a different pathway to make cortisol, the stress hormone. So a stressed out woman will be estrogen dominant. And interestingly enough, when groups of women are questioned, these groups are women with breast cancer, the one thing they had in common was a stressful event before their diagnosis of breast cancer. So this is a very big factor.
A huge, huge factor, but very important, I think, to let women listening know that there is a significant difference between bioidentical progesterone and the synthetic progestin that very often is offered to them. I am astonished that progestin is still available because it's so much connected to adverse events in the women consuming it.
And it's very confusing because they don't make the distinction as they should. Progestin is an artificial progesterone. Progesterone really refers to the bioidentical hormone that your body makes. A progestin is the synthetic version that the drug companies came up with so they can patent it and make profits unique to that product.
When you look at the molecular structure of bioidentical progesterone and synthetic progestin, it looks similar, but it is not precisely the same. And your body sure does know the difference.
Well, here's another example. If you look at the molecular structure of estrogen, the bioidentical estrogen, and compare it to the molecular structure of testosterone, they're very almost identical. But when you go into the artificial versions of these drugs, vast differences. And those vast differences are what cause all the side effects.
It's so disturbing because, unfortunately, healthcare consumers, as you referred to them, Dr. Slavin, so often have no idea that they are being so misguided,
manipulated.
By mainstream medicine, and misguided and manipulated in a financial sense. So their health, it becomes extremely vulnerable.
I mean, and it's really across the board. So let's look at it this way. Mainstream medicine's goal is to find people to make money on. How do they make money? Prescribing drugs, prescribing operations, and treatments for cancer. That's their job. Or at least that's what they do. They don't do anything in the context of preventing people from needing drugs or surgeries or chemotherapy. They're not doing that. Everything they do is geared to finding people when they're already sick.
Unfortunately, people already sick. And I'm going to say, if someone who has already had a diagnosis and they were to come to see you at your Institute of Advanced Medicine, there are a lot of options that you would have available to them for them to make some choices and support health, not simply make a symptom go away. A lot of times you have a very specific picture that you put into people's minds about making the symptom go away does not necessarily mean you have supported your health.
But how many times, and using breast cancer as an example, where the women went for a mammogram, they were feeling perfectly well, and they said, oh, you've got what looks like a cancerous nodule in your breast. Woman feels perfectly fine. So that's the point I keep stressing, is you can feel well and have serious problems going on at the cellular level that you wouldn't be symptomatic from. And that's where this testing comes in, identifying the people who are at greater risk of a problem and giving them the information so they can do something about it.
Isn't it possible, Dr. Slavin, that something identified in a mammogram, a nodule found in the breast, that it can be identified as malignant, it can be tested, and all of the criteria for making it a negative have been fulfilled, and yet that person might not necessarily suffer the effects of having a malignant nodule found in the breast, that indeed that person with a superiorly supported immune response can overcome those changes?
Well, at least one third of women with a suspicious nodule, when just observed, before you just jump in and do the surgery, chemo, and radiation, those nodules disappear spontaneously. Whether or not they do something actively, so because these are mainstream studies, so they're not doing anything proactive to help the body heal. Now, if you do something a little more proactively, you can probably get much better results. So okay. Here's the point. When I mentioned earlier that mammograms do not save lives, and that's been documented. That's not my bias. I mean, there are studies that came to the same conclusions, multiple studies that say that. When they compare women getting yearly mammograms with women not getting mammograms, the number of deaths in both groups from breast cancer are the same. Mammograms aren't saving lives, but what they did find is the group getting mammograms had more surgeries, more chemotherapy, more radiation. So they made a lot of money on those women, but they didn't save any lives. So what we're trying to say is, well, let's not put a woman into any of those groups. Let's be a little bit more proactive and remove the risk factors that put you into that group. You know, make sure your hormones are balanced. Make sure you're not deficient in the nutrients that help your body's immune system prevent cancer. See, what you have to remember is cancer is your own cells behaving poorly. It's not some kind of invasion from the outside. So we want to treat ourselves properly so they continue to behave normally.
So these poorly behaving cells, what are the testing approaches that we can use so that we create the proper disciplinary action?
Well, there are tests on many different levels because a lot of things affect them. So vitamin D is very important. You want to check your vitamin D levels, make sure it's in the optimal range. When we see patients who aren't taking vitamin D, across the board, they're very low.
It's so interesting to me because when I began many years ago in this industry, vitamin D levels were in a one-a-day multi were in the range of 4,000 IUs in a one-a-day multi.
I was going to say 400 IUs.
Well, then came and see, I'm going back to the dark ages here. And so then came along this information, vitamin D is going to accumulate in your liver. You're going to have toxic accumulation of vitamin D. And I still hear that to this day. Women or people are, in general, very concerned that they're going to have a toxic accumulation in their liver. And very, very gradually now, there has been a move in the multis to increase from 400 IUs, which is listed as the daily value. It's being raised in the multis.
Well, again, I always tell people it's not what you take, it's what your body gets. So you can take...
Isn't that true? Yeah. So important.
So you can take 5,000 units a day and the body doesn't get enough to raise your levels into the optimum range. What I found over the years that it's closer to 10,000 units a day required to get the levels up into the optimum range, around 80 or so, the range being 30 to 100. Most people require 10,000 units. Occasionally I'll see someone getting 5,000 units and they're able to maintain it at that point. I want to give out the phone number for Advanced Medical Testing Centers. You can give them a call and schedule testing. Their number is 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332. We also have another number. It's a hotline just for this program, and you can voice your thoughts, or criticisms, or compliments, anything you'd like. Just leave a message. And we'd like to know what you're thinking. It's 954-338-7313. 954-338-7313. And, we're planning to do a seminar in September. So I'm just giving you a little heads up. I don't have the exact date yet on thermography and breast cancer. And, but before that, we'll do another seminar on the different testing we're talking about. And so we were talking about the hormones. That's one thing, the vitamin D. One of the biggest things that even got a headline on Time Magazine, you know, about inflammation. The testing for inflammation is extremely important. And there are several different tests for inflammation. It's not just a SED rate or a cardio-CRP. Those are the two common ones. You want to put in there fibrinogen. There's myeloperoxidase. You know, there's about, I don't know, about 10 of them that we check for because, interestingly, they're not all elevated at the same time. Some can be normal, others can be elevated. So, obviously, it's looking at different parts of your body. So, if they're not all normal, well, two things. One is we're always going in and out of inflammation and the body responds to that. But if you have a persistently elevated marker of inflammation, then you got to start thinking what's going on.
Well, in addition to vitamin D, there are a lot of other nutrients that are important to understand that you need to support in order to have them in the optimum range. That music means that you are tuned to Natural Doc Radio with me, Janet Cimarelli, and Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I just want to remind everyone that this show with all of this health supporting information is brought to you by AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And if you want some more information about the tests available and how to reach the center, 754-216-2332. Dr. Slavin?
We were talking about some of the tests that aren't being routinely done, but one of them that is routinely done is the lipid panel. And the lipid panel includes your cholesterol, total cholesterol, your HDL cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, and there are other subsets of all these lipids that can be done. But what I've observed is that the levels of your lipids parallel your blood sugar or your carbohydrate intake.
Your carbohydrate and your quality food intake. It's something that I see all the time.
So in the patients that I know are eating a good diet, their lipids are perfect. And by a good diet, I don't mean avoiding cholesterol. I mean avoiding the carbohydrates.
And so many people are given that wrong information. They're told, have a low-fat diet, and they buy all the low-fat, non-fat products.
But something else I've observed, that in a couple of hours, your blood sugar and your insulin can go back to normal, but the fats stay elevated for a longer period of time. So someone could be eating a good diet, and they come in and I see all their insulin levels, their blood sugar, the hemoglobin A1C, which is an average of blood sugar over a three-month period. Everything looks good. And yet on the other page, their lipids are still a little elevated. And I'm thinking, and I've seen mainstream medicine do this before, treat people that don't need to be treated.
Well, that's what I see all the time. It seems as though the only number that's attended to is total cholesterol.
But what I'm saying is those people with a slightly elevated cholesterol, maybe because they had some carbohydrates the night before, the fats are a little elevated. They get put on a statin drug when they don't need to. We see this all the time. And how do I know they didn't need to be put on a statin drug?
I don't know, Dr. Slavin. How did you know that?
We'll order a calcium score.
Uh-huh.
You know, calcium score is done with a CAT scan. And they look at the coronary arteries. They're looking for the amount of calcium. Because x-rays only see basically calcium for the most part, or, you know, minerals. And we'll see people with elevated cholesterols who we think are doing everything right, but the cholesterol is elevated. We do the calcium score. Absolutely no sign of calcium in the coronary arteries. What does that mean? The presence of calcium correlates with the amount of plaque formation. So if you don't see any calcium, the likelihood of any plaque formation or any obstructive coronary artery disease is not present. And yet these people are, by other doctors, put on statin drugs.
And I just so strongly object to the categorization of LDL and HDL as the good and the bad. And one of the things that I talk to people about all the time is LDL is produced in your body in response to inflammation. And the inflammation in the blood vessels, the LDL is meant to go there temporarily to cover up the inflammation and let the inflammation heal. It is kind of a Band-Aid in your body, naturally produced. That doesn't sound like a really bad function to me. And to categorize LDL as a bad thing, it is a warning. It is information that your body is dealing with inflammation.
A perfect example of how the public is misled, and it's misled in order to sell a drug. When you talk about inflammation, let's say specifically in the coronary arteries, it all starts off with microtrauma to the blood vessel.
Right.
And you've probably heard me speak about this before. Microtrauma caused by the pumping of the heart. You know, you've got that, you know, the heart contracts, pumps out the blood, and it's a lot of pressure on those coronary arteries because they're right there. You know, the, you have the aorta, you have the left main coronary artery branching off into the others. So you have, you know, those arteries are susceptible to microtrauma. And what gives the artery wall strength? It's collagen. And what do you need for collagen production? Vitamin C. And how many people are taking enough vitamin C to, so their body makes enough collagen and keeps all the blood vessels and all the integrity of the whole body as strong as possible?
How many people know that they can get a very substantial amount of vitamin C through fresh foods? Very important. Very high vitamin C, very absorbable vitamin C in peppers. So a couple of strips of pepper eaten every day, making sure that when you're using a supplement of vitamin C, it is a quality source.
And you want it to be fresh. And by fresh, you know, vitamins are packaged in sealed bottles. There's a reason for that. By sealing the bottle, they limit exposure to the air. They're not translucent. They don't let the light in. All these things can reduce the potency of a vitamin. Once you open it, you lose all that protection. So I see these people buying these big bottles with 6 months supply, whatever they're doing. And they're only kidding themselves. Sure, they're getting a better price over a six-month period, but the potency of those vitamins will not be the same on day one compared to, you know, 6 months later.
So here you have excellent day one and questionable day 280. I got the last two digits right. Okay.
I mean, and that's common sense. You know, nothing, you wouldn't eat food that's 6 months old, or you should, well, unless it's a Twinkie or something. We know they last forever, but I'm just saying natural food is going to spoil, and you know, you shouldn't eat food that the ants won't eat.
Ooh. Okay. So day one, your good price is paying off, but day 180, that good price is no longer supporting your good health.
And I've seen it myself in vitamins that, you know, on day one, these are capsules now. Everything is nice and white because you can see the contents of it. And I may have stopped taking it before the month is up. And I look at it a few months down the line. And now those capsules are brown because it's interacting
with the oxidation,
interacting with the humidity in the air, whole bunch of things. That's why you don't want to put vitamins in refrigerators either. Cool, dark location in the house is adequate, but you want to use up your vitamins in a month. It's not that much of a savings that you're going to avoid by opening up a fresh bottle every month of whatever vitamin you're taking.
Okay, kind of important information. And over the week, yes.
Well, let me just ask you this. Now, we were just mentioning about vitamin C and collagen production. In your experience, are people taking enough vitamin C?
Most likely not enough, that because it's an effort to get vitamin C in the levels that are appropriate to support your immune system, collagen production, the health of your blood vessels, and so on, because your body is limited in the amount of vitamin C that it can absorb at any one time. Your body is limited in how that vitamin C is processed, and it's dependent on other antioxidant nutrients, alpha-lipoic acid as an example, to keep that vitamin C functioning and at a superior level. And so at 500 milligrams, you've pretty much reached the capacity of your body to process that vitamin C at one time. So the best way to be taking your vitamin C is 500 milligrams all through the day. And you need to know that in addition to those other supportive individual nutrients, these A, the E, and selenium, alpha lipoic acid, it's very important to have bioflavonoids, all of those supportive, protective nutrients that are typically found in a whole food that's high in vitamin C.
Now, are these numbers you come up randomly? You're like, well, take 500 milligrams periodically throughout the day. And the answer is, there have been studies that show that, number one, most animals make vitamin C, humans do not. And when you determine what most animals make based on a human's weight, it's about 2,000 milligrams a day. But when those animals are under stress, whether it be from infection or maybe trying to escape a predator, their production of vitamin C will go up to about 14,000 milligrams a day based on a human's weight. So why shouldn't we take that into account when we recommend vitamin C?
Optimizing your vitamin C status. And, one of our favorite people in the history of nutrient research, Dr. Linus Pauling, was taking 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. People who are dealing with heart disease, a diagnosis of cancer, high inflammatory markers, all of those people are very much in a situation that need far more than 2,000 milligrams a day.
So how did they come up with the RDA of vitamin C of about 60 milligrams?
It is the amount necessary on a daily basis to keep the symptoms of scurvy away. Dr. Slavin, you have something to say about scurvy?
Well, this was Linus Pauling's observation that he thought that perhaps coronary artery disease, and we spoke about the microtrauma from not enough vitamin C and collagen production, was a form of chronic scurvy, in other words, low-grade scurvy.
Subclinical is a kind of thing that I talk about with people.
And so 60 milligrams a day is not enough to prevent low-grade scurvy. It's enough to prevent
your teeth from
full-blown
falling out.
scurvy, the kind you die from, but not enough to prevent that type of problem. And how did he know that? Because when he started giving those patients higher doses of vitamin C, their symptoms all cleared up. They reversed coronary artery disease, and you don't hear mainstream medicine talking about it. I can refer you to his website, which is very interesting because it's well documented, the studies they've done along with Matthias Rath on vitamin C.
Dr. Abram Hoffer.
But he's not on this website.
Oh, sorry.
But he's not the only one that's done it. Dr. Reardon, he's...
I love the information and research and protocols that Dr. Reardon has had.
And anyway, Linus Pauling's website is called paulingtherapy.com. And that's P-A-U-L-I-N-G therapy.com. Read it for yourself. See what you think.
And that music, and I want to tell everyone about that music, original music, original composition, and you can find out more by emailing music9780@aol.com. Leave your name and a phone number or an email, and you'll get some information about this music you hear in the background. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, an hour of information to support your good health and the means of testing to see what you need to be focused on with regard to your nutrition status, your inflammatory responses, what your lipid levels were. Dr. Slavin, before we went on the break, we were talking a little bit about the vitamin C and the collagen, talking about inflammation, but talking about cholesterol profile. Now, at AMT centers, I know that there are tests available that give you a much greater in-depth analysis of the lipids in your blood. Why do we need to know that?
Because everybody's interested in cholesterol. The drug companies have done a good job
brainwashing
but
us.
But it's, in other words, they use it to sell statin drugs. I use it to convince people to improve their diet.
Uh-huh.
I say, you know, you can take a statin drug and maybe it'll lower your cholesterol here or there. It doesn't do really a good job. It does nothing to improve your carbohydrate metabolism or change. You know, taking a statin drug doesn't reduce your intake of carbohydrates.
And unfortunately, the sugar, the artificial sweeteners, those are things not discussed at all when patients have an elevated cholesterol level.
Well, if people are willing to change their diet, cutting back on the carbohydrates, which include fruit, a lot of people forget about that.
Some people out there are going, but I love my fruit.
Yeah, well, stick to berries. Berries are a much lower sugar content fruit. We can lower cholesterol and triglycerides far better than any drug could ever do without any side effects. And it doesn't cost you anything to do it that way.
High quality food choices make all the difference in the world. Unfortunately, far too many doctors are still, in spite of lots of research in their own journals, they are still saying a low fat diet.
Do you think there's any connection between the pharmaceutical industry and the food industry?
It's kind of under the radar, I would say. And Nestle, I kind of keep my eyes open for a lot of the different substances that Nestle puts into the food supply. The additives, I kind of think, here's my own paranoid opinion, that they must have these contracts that, okay, I will sell you my chemical that I produce at a very, very good price, and I will then be very supportive of your finished product containing this chemical. And when you start looking at that interaction among all of the different food companies and the chemical producing companies, and people have kind of a benign viewpoint of Nestle, you know, hot chocolate, it's nice. It's a chemical company with its far-reaching global activity.
I mean, listen to the drugs they promote with those happy commercials, and then at the end, and by the way, it could kill you. You know, when the people are smiling and active on the screen, the food industry, if they were, they don't have to do any studies like they do for drugs to see if a food is safe before they bring it out for people to eat. And sugar is the number one killer, yet they load these foods up with sugar and foist it on the American market, and nobody says anything. But the pharmaceutical companies are laughing all the way to the bank, because most of the diseases that they make a lot of money on are a reflection of a carbohydrate intake that's way too high. And so what does that mean to the healthcare consumer? It means an increased risk of hypertension. So there's the drug market. Diabetes, another drug market. Hyperlipidemia or high cholesterol, another drug market.
Huge.
Leading up to heart disease and cancer and stroke. So you think about it, you know.
Arthritis.
The saying, we dig our graves with our forks, is really true. And we have total control over it, but nobody is addressing it. And we're saying, get these tests on. We're addressing it at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. With AMT centers, you can address it and get these tests done for yourself. And decide if your doctor is doing everything that you would like him to do. Actually, he is doing everything he knows how to do. But he doesn't know how to keep you healthy, and he doesn't know how to reverse the course of illness, because all he tells you is, wait till it gets worse, and then we'll do something about it.
It's unfortunate, but we are being so misled with regard to what a proper diet, what a health-supporting diet might be. And one of my pet peeves that I talk about all the time is fruits and vegetables are not equal. Lots and lots and lots of vegetables, both cooked in soups, in smoothies, whatever, raw as well, and a little bit of fruit in your diet. And with regard to the carbohydrates, have the original grain. Don't have the processed carbohydrate, which comes to you in all kinds of bars, all kinds of pasta and breads and muffins and cookies, all sold to you. They're organic. They're good for you.
I wasn't aware that there's a grain that you can eat that hasn't been processed in one way or another. What grain is that?
Okay, so let's use millet as an example. You cook it just the same way that you cook rice. Let's use quinoa as an example. And what I'm going to do a little bit of oatmeal bashing. Not a popular position, because so many people love their oatmeal.
They've done good marketing on that one.
They have done very good marketing on that one. And if you are making Irish oats, whole oats that take a very, very long time to cook, not a problem. But if you're using rolled oats, that's very high starch and not necessarily a contributing benefit to your cholesterol or lipid status.
So I have the solution, because what you're saying is these are basically breakfast foods. But if you...
Don't get me started.
But if you use the... intermittent fasting approach, where you eat during an 8-hour window and allow your body to heal during a 16-hour window, breakfast is no longer an issue.
Okay, I talk about, you have been led down the Kellogg's garden path. It doesn't have to be French toast, pancakes, cereal, all of those, quote, breakfast, unquote, foods. You can have any food for breakfast. And when I start talking about that, we have been so brainwashed that we cannot imagine the same thing that we eat for lunch or dinner as a potential food for breakfast. That intermittent fasting, fabulous idea, because Americans eat far too much food. So if you're condensing that eating into an 8-hour period, very, very helpful for the healing processes that are naturally present in your body.
Now, the the most important thing to remember is, or at least to think about, is eat food that keeps your blood sugar stable. That means you really need to cut out the carbs. And the amazing, what happens when you do that is you don't feel hungry. And that's the biggest complaint that people have. I feel hungry all the time. We're having too many carbs. We only have a minute or so left. I just want to give out those numbers again. For Advanced Medical Testing Centers, it's 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. You can go to the website. It's amtcenters.com. If you forget all this, amtcenters.com is easier to remember. If you'd like to do some testing, give them a call. They'll answer your questions. And, of course, for this program, we have a special number to call if you want to. It's a lot easier sometimes in navigating through websites. Just call this number, 954-338-7313, and speak your mind and so we know what you're thinking.
Okay, so if you want to make some suggestions about what you'd like to hear Dr. Slavin and me discuss, if you'd like to say, I'm not so happy with what's going on and you better correct this, whatever's on your mind, as you said, Dr. Slavin. And to all of our listeners, I thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you join us again tomorrow, 10 to 11, with more information here on Natural Doc Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.